Who it is, Laya, I said firmly, is Hollis Ware, a genuine genius, an upper mind.
Unhand that woman, you drunk!
We spun around together to find the real drunk, the scream-singing fisherman, Lewis, standing in the grass a few steps away from the water's edge, holding a fishing pole in one hand and the inevitable jug of Syntho in the other. He was soaking wet. Laya and I looked at him, then at each other, and burst into laughter. All the tension was forgotten with the sight of that idiot standing there dripping water. And the hat he wore, I couldn't imagine where he had gotten it. I wondered idly if it was made of real straw. He ignored our laughter, stomping up to us in a shower of droplets and peering down with mock theatrical disapproval.
"What a castaway, huh?"
he accused. I noticed I still had my hands on Laya's shoulders. I dropped them quickly.
"Too late, Crow," he snarled, pointing a finger. "I have already seen enough. You!"
he yelled at Laya, making her jump.
"You scarlet woman, you!"
Laya tried to look penitent, but couldn't keep a straight face. Lewis shook his head in disgust.
"That's it. Laugh, you hussy. And you!"
I jumped on cue.
"You know what Holly Ware's going to do to you when I tell him what I've seen?"
No, sir, I replied meekly.
"He's going to take you into some corner somewhere and..."
He broke off, thought a moment.
"And think you to a bloody pulp."
He straightened up, tilting his hat back on his head. He noticed Karen.
"Now what have you done? My God, this girl has died reading."
I followed his gaze, saw that Karen had fallen asleep in front of her little screen. Something landed on my lap. I looked down. A wet fishing pole. Lewis plopped to the ground behind it. He eyed me narrowly. He was very drunk.
"Didn't catch fish one," he reported miserably. "Fell in the river to boot."
"Maybe you're not drinking enough," I suggested blandly.
"Yeah, like you."
"Me? I protest that." I held up my glass of wine. "What do you call this?" Lewis snorted, unconvinced.
"A smokescreen is what I call it. Or propaganda."
"Nope, just make that prop."
"That, Mr. Crow, is a stage prop. I take a phony beard more seriously."